Well, the first thing is you got to figure out where you are, right? You got to, like, just like with anything, if you're trying to go from LA to New York, you got to figure out, wait, where am I? I'm at the bus station. I'm at the airport. So with money mindset, you need to figure out, what are the things that I learned? What did my parents teach me? What did I take on to be my truth? And is it working for me? So that we can look and say, oh, I have this story that I'm never going to be enough. Is that working for me?
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. This is Financial Survival Network. You are listening to or watching. My name is Carrie Lust, your host. And hey, we got a special guest for you today, Bob Wheeler, the money nerve. I find people do have a lot of nerve when it comes to money, especially when I expect to get paid, Bob. But hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Carrie. Great to be here.
Hey, so... First, what is the money nerve? I don't think it's quite what I described, but how do you define it?
So money nerve, we react to money viscerally, right? We win a lottery ticket. We're like, whoa. We bounce a check. We feel it in our gut. And people have heart attacks. We have health issues. The money nerve is that physical feeling of where we're holding our joy and pain around money. And most of it's pain.
So where does the pain come from? Is this youthful stuff, trauma? Where is it?
A lot of it starts as kids. You know, if you're the kid getting the free lunch and other kids are telling you, wow, you're the poor kid, or you can't wear designer clothes, or you're the kid that's always getting taken to school in a limo, right? We start seeing that stuff early on. And our parents, you know, you ask for a toy, you're greedy, or we can't afford that, or whatever you want. So we start getting these messages. We can talk about money. We can't talk about money. It's shameful. It's good. Rich people are greedy. Rich people are wonderful. We start making up stories, and then we base our life choices on that.
So it comes down to beliefs then, right?
Yeah. Mindset.
Mindset. And it's really hard to change your mindset, isn't it?
Well, it's hard. I mean, it's doable. And sometimes, like, there's certain things I still have a scarcity mindset. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, there's not enough food in the house. I need 6 warehouses. I can laugh at it, but I still have that, is there enough? All right. So I don't let it guide me. I don't let it, you know, drive my life, but I'm aware.
Yeah. It's there. It's always there lurking in the past. So what is the best way to overcome it, to rise beyond your mindset?
Well, the first thing is you got to figure out where you are, right? You got to, like, just like with anything, if you're trying to go from LA to New York, you got to figure out, wait, where am I? I'm at the bus station. I'm at the airport. So with money mindset, you need to figure out, what are the things that I learned? What did my parents teach me? What did I take on to be my truth? And is it working for me? So that we can look and say, oh, I have this story that I'm never going to be enough. Is that working for me? No, I'm going to push the boundaries and I'm going to start doing things to get my confidence up. It might be that I'm totally happy hiding in a bedroom and never speaking to another soul. Nothing wrong with that. We're not
here to judge, though. Hey, look, you can play it safe.
Right.
And then you don't grow. So this is, you're helping people grow then, in effect, right?
Absolutely. If we don't feel the pain, we're not going to grow.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you get people to feel the pain?
So what I do, either, like, if I'm in tax meetings with clients and I do a lot of therapy work in my tax sessions, you know, I might just ask people, what's going on when, you know, I saw that you sort of reacted to this, what's going on? And I might explore their stories and just give them a safe place to say, yeah, my dad used to tell me I was an idiot. Or whatever it might be. If I do a lot of workshops where we go in and we do experiential things about money and processes with other people, and people get to sort of feel into, oh, wow, I really have resistance to this, or I really like blaming my parents. I don't want to take responsibility. And so I do different things to try and shake up the emotions to get people really starting to think about, oh, how does gender play a role? How does my sexuality play a role? How does my economic status play a role? How does my religion play a role? Any of those things, to just start Oh, wow. That had impact. That had impact.
Okay. So we get to the bottom of this. But then, you know, there's an old joke. I know we're both into comedy, but this guy is going to his psychiatrist because he's in New York City. He's afraid to go on the subway. He just can't work it up. So finally, he goes down to the subway. First train passes. He can't get on the second train. The third, he leaves the subway, goes back to his shrink and says, you know, doctor, I'm still afraid of subways. I mean, bad joke, but it's a psychiatrist joke, so you got to expect it to be bad, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like that guy goes on the subway and he's just, he's wrapped in cellophane around his midsection, and the shrink says to him, hey, I can see you're nuts. So, anyway, but, you know, so... But growth is hard. I mean,
it is
for myself. I know, like I, you know, to stop doing certain things or to start doing other things that you want to do. You know, I don't know what actually moves me to do it other than the desire not to fail or knowing there's something wrong and I need to make a change.
Yeah. I mean, usually when the heat gets too hot, we move. When we start to get really uncomfortable, we want to get out of it. So as long as we're comfortable, there's no need to look at things and move away. But the minute we're starting to say, oh, this is impacting me in a way that doesn't feel good, I think I'm going to move over here and see if it's different. So that's sort of like you have to go through the fire. You can't go around it, right? You gotta feel the pain to be able to move on from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree with you more. So, okay. So you obviously dealt with a lot of people that have these issues. I guess we all do to a greater or lesser extent. Like, what was like the hardest case you ever had getting somebody to really, really make the move?
You know, I think one of the cases where actually, and I didn't ultimately get them to make the move. And that's why I think it was so hard. They had their own business. They were an architect and they were bleeding money. It was failing. And we looked at all the numbers and I'm like, you're going to be out of business in a year and a half. He got this incredible offer, six figures, high six figures, lots of vacation. It was going to pay off everything and actually give him a lot of freedom. And he said, yeah, I can't do it. My parents are going to be really disappointed if I close my business. And I said, you're going to close your business anyway. And he's like, well, it has to happen to me. I can't actively close my business. And so I watched him just completely fail because he didn't want to disappoint his parents rather than have an honest conversation with his parents and say, this is what I need to do. And so he ran the business into the ground and he had such an opportunity. And a lot of us have opportunity and we just don't want to see it because it's scary or uncomfortable or somebody might judge us.
Yeah. Oh, that's really a sad story.
It's a sad story.
Tell us a happy story now.
You know, I had a client who was about $100,000 in debt. She works in the entertainment industry. She would do clothing for costumes and all that stuff. And she would put everything on her credit card because she was getting miles, you know, and then get reimbursed. Well, a couple of studios didn't pay her. She had to pay the debt. When I showed her how she could do it differently, within a couple of years, she saved up money, bought a house, paid off all her debt. And every time she gets a tax bill and she owes $40,000 or $50,000, she's like, I'm so excited to pay all this money because I'm making money. And she loves paying taxes because we're not paying the most taxes, but she knows she's making money and her life is good.
Hey, that's always like, oh God, I made all this money, I owe all these taxes, but hey, you made all this money, right?
You made all this money. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
That's a good thing. All right. So what are three things that anybody can do to help rein in or make positive that money nerve?
They can make a decision today. I'm going to start doing things differently, even though in the past I was scared. They can immediately start saving $5 a week and putting it away just to start to see that they can actually create a new habit. And the third thing they can do, I think it's really important to let yourself off the hook. Actually forgive yourself for your past mistakes and say, yeah, I did that in the past. I did the best with what I had. And now I know better. I'm going to do better.
That's probably the hardest thing to do, is to forgive yourself your stupidity, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm. Yeah. That's a tough one. All right. Well, you know, it's hard to get beyond those mistakes that you make, but you wouldn't be the person you are if you didn't make those mistakes, would you?
No, absolutely. And if you can convert those into teachable moments instead of fails, right, then we never fail. We're just constantly learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always say you're never a failure unless you believe you're a failure, right?
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
Keep getting back up.
Okay. Well, hey, you're quite inspiring. I like what you have to say. Tell us about comedy and how using comedy can make you more effective in any business, any venture, relationship that you're in.
Well, for me, comedy is a great icebreaker. When I'm trying to work with clients, tax clients, and things are tense, I can throw out a joke. I can tell a funny story that might happen to be paralleled with their life, and they can hear that story because it's not them, and they'll say, wait a minute, that's me. Oh, maybe. Right. So for me, comedy, it also transcends language. I've traveled a lot, and I have been to countries where nobody speaks English, but I can be playful, I can joke, and it just is a connector to a lot of people when we're willing to say, yeah, I want to have some fun. Like, I want to do things, I want to accomplish things. And for me, the whole purpose when I'm doing business, when I'm doing anything, I always ask myself, am I having fun? Because if I'm not having fun, what's the point?
Yeah, I so agree with you. When it starts not becoming fun, then it's time to move on. And I've actually done that in a few businesses before. Hey, people are definitely going to want to find out more about you, Bob, your podcast, your book. Tell us how we connect with you on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. It is themoneynerve.com. The Money Nerve, not nerd. I'm a nerd, but it's themoneynerve.com. And my podcast is Money You Should Ask. All of that is on the website, The Money Nerve. My books, I've written a couple of books, a children's book and The Money Nerve book. And we've got a lot of free resources. We always love talking to people about money and their mindset.
All right. Hey, this is great having you on. Really appreciate the kind words, the inspiration. It's definitely inspirational. No matter how low you fall, you can always go lower, but you can always raise yourself up as well. If you got a question for Bob or myself, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Link to Bob's site. You'll find it in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And please sign up for a free newsletter when you click it. Bob, total pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll have you on again.
Great, Carrie. Thanks. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.